the evolution of turbulent galactic disks, gravitational instability, feedback and accretion, by Omri Ginzburg et al. We study the driving of turbulence in star-forming disk galaxies of different masses at different epochs, using an analytic bathtub model. The disk of gas and stars is assumed to be in marginal Tumray instability. Turbulence is assumed to be sustained via an energy balance between its dissipation and three simultaneous energy sources. These are stellar feedback, inward transport due to disk instability and clumpy accretion via streams. The transport rate is computed with two different formalisms, with similar results. To achieve the energy balance, the disk self-regulates either the mass fraction in clumps or the turbulent viscous torque parameter. In this version of the model, the efficiency by which the stream kinetic energy is converted into turbulence is a free parameter, Xa. We find that the contributions of the three energy sources are in the same ballpark, within a factor of approximately 2 in all disks at all times. In halos that evolve to a mass is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 12 by Z equals 0, is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 11.5 at Z approximately 2, feedback is the main driver throughout their lifetimes. Above this mass, the main driver is either transport or accretion for very low or very high values of Xa, respectively. For an assumed Xa, T, that declines in time, galaxies in halos with present-day mass greater than 10 to the power of 12 msun make a transition from accretion to transport dominance at intermediate redshifts, Z approximately 3, when their mass was as greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 11.5. The predicted relation between star formation rate and gas velocity dispersion is consistent with observations. This was The Evolution of Turbulent Galactic Disks, Gravitational Instability, Feedback and Accretion, by Omri Ginzburg et al.